Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Down's ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. I'm here with my good friend, Dion Curry.
What's up, y'all?
And I'm here with White Boy Chris in there looking like he on the way to court.
I know. Look like I'm your therapist.
You don't look like my therapy. You like you going to child support court and tell a motherfucking lie. With that said, stay tuned to see why Chris is in his Negro outfit.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. Miss Pat spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up.
Well, I'm going to start by saying thank God they finally going to lock Carly Russell for life.
You got the video. We can't bully her this week. We got the video taken down on YouTube because of bullying her, apparently.
I was not bullying her. I just think if you say her name, her family finds it and then reports your video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't bullying. She need to be. She know what she did.
Yeah, sometimes bullying is okay.
Yeah, I would agree.
It wasn't bullying. She started it.
Well, the bullying charge could come from the introduction and you bullying Dion every week.
Yeah. Making up false accusations about stuff going in my butt.
You sound like far as gone. Stuff going in my butt. So, I start a new project tomorrow, y'all. I can't really talk about it. But, shit, I will say it's called TV, and y'all might like this project. It's me totally in a different genre. Is that the right word? Arena?
No. Arena works.
Transgenre, I think, is what you're looking for.
Transgenre?
Yeah.
No.
Don't listen to me. Genre.
New sound genre.
You an asshole, Chris. You about to get the community after me. I'm talking about transgenre. Let me watch what the fuck I say. I don't want my daughter friends after me. But we got a new project going, so. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a little sleepy.
Did you see that video that girl says she a virgin but she have sex? She called herself a trans virgin.
Oh, so everybody trans something now. Well, I guess I'm trans skinny. I'm trans skinny, y'all.
Did you see that there was an article out this week? We are finally I am finally part of a victim group. The fatter you are at work, the less well your career does. So people who are fat are oppressed in the workplace because of their appearance.
Nigga, what?
I'm just saying, everybody's got something going now where you should feel sorry for them.
Nigga, Fat Albert had his own show. I ain't trying to
Nigga, Nell Carter had her own show. Miss Pat got her own show. Who the fuck said that fat people don't get treated right? What?
Jonah Hill was doing great.
The King of Queens is fat.
Start on the next head. I'm on doing a podcast. Then I get it.
Jonah Hill was doing great the last month.
Ask your daddy for some scissors.
There's a bunch of fat niggas working.
A bunch of fat niggas out here. And people like fat bitches because they vagina warmer.
That's not true.
Not my experience, no.
Oh, Chris, you know your booty hole extra warm.
This was from all the hot wings I ate.
So your asshole got a fever, Chris?
Why do everybody need a reason for somebody to feel sorry for them? What the fuck? This world have turned into such a pussy wuss. It is fucking ridiculous. I'm so sick of this goddamn world. Now, don't get me wrong, God, I ain't ready to die. But everybody's such a pussy. People, you know, I got to tell this story on the podcast because I started telling it on the problem with this world and us as human beings is we don't know how to fucking respect each other anymore. We don't know how to be nice. We don't speak. We look the other way, and it's nothing wrong with minding your business. And I give you an example. So I don't know. I told y'all about the gutters I was getting put up, right?
I don't think so.
Okay. So I told you a while back that this guy came to my house and had a Make America Great hat on, right?
Yeah.
You know, he had the best price. So I never told the man who I was because it wasn't important as long as I could pay for the service that he would provide. So he had the best price and I had seen his work. Make a long story short, he shows back up at my house when he get the job with the fucking Make America Great hat on, which I didn't give a fuck, y'all. You know, I don't give a fuck. He bought that hat. So he do the work and the man come to me. He said, I usually don't do this, but I'm kind of in a bind. He said, I'm going to need at least $3,000 down so I can get the material. And I'm like, nigga, please, you saying this shit because you think these niggas ain't got no money or whatever. You can't think ain't got no money because you see the fucking house. I felt like the man didn't really trust me. Mm-hmm. So I wrote him the check with one of my production company checks, and I wrote him the check, and I said, oh, sure, fine. Yeah, no problem. And, you know, I call him Cross Eye Field. No problem, Cross Eye Field.
And so, you call that to his face?
No.
Just Field.
I said a cross out of my mind, and I say Field. And so, well, Phil went out and Googled me after I gave him my check, right? Because he was like, production company? He's like, who the fuck is this? And he figured out who I was. So he tell my husband, why she didn't tell me who she was? For what, Phil? You wasn't going to take your head off. You wasn't going to you wasn't going to give me no discount. But I say that to say this. I didn't give a fuck about his hat. Because when I was rocking Obama gear, we was getting looked at the same way. And whenever you do something somebody don't like, they're always going to look at you in a certain fucking way. Yes, the people who did not like Obama felt the same way we felt about Trump. They thought he was illegal. They thought, I'm just saying, we got looked at the same way.
It's not the same. One is actual, one is not actual. Trump's been indicted 74, or he's got 74 felony counts.
I'm not talking about his indictment. I'm talking about what the people who support him believe.
Yeah, it's like out-group.
But you have to put that into context. If you believe something that's not true, you're just
all I'm saying is when I was wearing my Obama stuff and I supported Obama, the same way with the Falcon, people look at me and shit on me and say, oh, what the fuck? They didn't believe the Falcons what I was wearing. Suck.
Yeah.
But to you, but not to me. So, you know, I was really nice to the guy. And I say that to say this, I didn't give a fuck about his hat. I gave a fuck about the service he provided. The man said yes, ma'am, to me a million fucking times. So I can tell he was raised half decent. You know, nobody ever straightened up his eyes, and he wore a Trump hat. Was he a bad person? No. Did I talk to him about it? No. Did he do a good service? Yes. Was he mannerable and nice? Yes. Was he respectful? Yes. Did I tip him? Yes. So you don't always have to feel, you don't always have to believe in the same thing the other person believe in for you to respect them. I do not hate a Trump supporter because I don't want anybody, me hating on Trump is like you hating on my Falcons. I'm not going to have it. So I see why those people storm the White House.
Not the fucking same.
Wait, what? Nigga.
You so full of shit.
I didn't know you were doing January 6th. This is freaking news. You're
fucking
shit,
ridiculous.
Are we gonna have Roseanne on next week?
That anger in their heart is the anger I had when we lost that Super Bowl. So I felt for them people. Uh, All I can say is I've been there. That's all I can say. I've been there. You know, I'm just saying, you know. And people's like, you actually let him do that? I didn't give a fuck. The man did a great job. My girls are beautiful. You know, I always, it's, we just, this world is so crazy. We lost respect for each other. We stopped caring about each other. You know, long time ago, your neighbor across the street would fucking help you. And, you know, and you would, nobody would ever know that your neighbor is helping you. Like I tell you today. So Ashley called me with a mom, a single mom problem. And she was like, I want to know what you help her. I said, is she on dope? She said, no. I said, you know, tell me a little bit about it. I ended up doing all of this stuff for this lady. Nakia said, well, why don't you film it and put it on your Instagram? So I said, Nakia, if you was in need, would you want somebody with a camera in you and your kid's face saying, look what we doing for them? I said, I don't do shit for click. I do shit for the love. I do shit because I care. I do shit because I want to put a smile on them kids' faces. I said, so think about it, Nakia. What you want somebody telling when you in need? He was like, you right. I said, see, when you hungry, you say dumb shit.
When you're in need of a hot dog.
That nigga be hungry all the time.
He texted me the most cryptic picture, called me three times in a row, said, call me back, it's urgent. I call him back. He doesn't pick up. Calls me 28 hours later. Why you didn't call me back? It was the most confusing exchange I've ever had with him. Is he okay?
No, he's not. He's stupid. Can I thank Orlando for showing up and showing the fuck out with five sold-out shows?
And more videos and photos in the Facebook group. In the Crack Baby group on Facebook than I've ever seen for a show.
Really?
Lots of people. Yeah, you were there last night, I guess, and they were like, oh, it's my birthday, and she signed this, and she signed that.
You know, and my gallstones was acting up. I'm going to get them taken out this month. And my stomach was hurting so bad. I had to drag myself to that lobby and take pictures. But I was like, you know what? They came out here to see me, so I'm so appreciative. Any and everything that my fans do for me. And I was standing there taking pictures with my drawers off because I couldn't have anything touching my navel. Because it feel like...
It shouldn't be that high anyway.
No, high waisted. Come on.
I wear lug huggers, okay? I didn't say my drawers should be that high. Go fuck yourself, Dion. I should come up to my titties, okay?
I never thought about it, but you're right. Your pants do go up really high. What is up with that?
My panties go all the way over my stomach because I don't like my stomach to be cold, and I'm fat. So sometimes when I don't have no bra, I do tuck my titties in my underwear.
You got your bra tucked into your panties?
I don't have no bra. When I don't have no bra, my titties will reach my drawers.
It's because they're too high. Your titties don't sag that bad.
No, I actually have a nice set of titties. They still got a little jewel to them. They don't just
a little what?
A jewel.
Jew?
Jewel.
What is that?
A little perkiness. Jewel.
Okay. Yeah, okay. They got some lifts still. Some roundness.
Yeah.
It's because you keep your underwear snatched so tight.
Say hi.
Up.
Hold on 1 second. Say hi. Y'all can go. They can go into the kitchen. Y'all eating? Y'all done eating? Just have a seat in the living room. Some jewel. You know, because my titties are perky. If my boobs are perky, even when I take off a bra, they're not like, you know how some women take their titties off the titties and look like it died and have no elasticity in it. You know, yeah. I got a niece, the titty was so little, she didn't have no titty. God just gave her two nipples. And I said, you should really fix that.
Crack, you know, Crack Baby said, once said she had a little scoop full of titties, and I have never forgotten that. It was so funny.
my My knee just, my knee got a big ass areola about that big. I mean, big ass nipple about that big. Her nipple was so big that the baby couldn't suck it when he was born.
Oh my God.
It was like a nut sack.
She didn't swell when she got pregnant.
No, when she got pregnant, she got some titty. And as soon as she had that baby, the motherfucker drawed all the way back up like they had been in some raisin in the sun.
It's a great play, by the way.
Well, them titties were no great play. They was called playback to their original selves. Them motherfucker went in reverse. What else is going on in the news? School getting ready to start back. Thank you, God. I'm so fucking glad school is starting back.
Yeah, it's not even August yet. A lot of people are complaining about how school, you know, back in our day, it started in September. But how do you feel about it starting so early?
I feel it should have started in June.
Fucking ended in May.
She's looking.
All they did. What's wrong? The barber here. Oh, is it fresh?
Yeah, fresh out the grill.
What's wrong,
man?
Was that Nikea?
You know, you can have a seat on the sofa, baby. You know that's Nikea with his ugly leg.
He wide enough to be his own green screen in that shirt.
Why do you have a green screen behind you, Miss Pat?
He said you wide enough to be a green screen. That fucked up. That fucked up, but you're right. Look at it.
Ridiculous, man.
He's lazy. He's disgusting as hell.
You got that shirt at the Big and Big.
So you got your shirt at the Big and Big.
Oh my God store.
Oh my God. This nigga.
Nigga shop at Forever 300.
They shop at Forever 300.
They don't sell shoes and pairs. It's just ones. To buy them separately.
Nigga, he's killing you. Forever 300.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know you're
going to
my shop.
He said, you're grown ass, be sweating out the middle of your booty hole. You got a tanning line back there.
So all his stuff is great value.
A food store.
He said, all your clothes is from the doll house. You wear doll clothes.
Nah, you said that, nigga. I can hear him.
don't give him joke affirmative action.
What am I drinking?
Yes. Right, what am I drinking?
What you eating?
Nasty ass shit. Wait a minute, where y'all go to?
Did you see that
Hold on, let's take a break, and then we'll get her computer fixed. We'll be right back.
This summer, you can have it all. Reclaim your free time and eat delicious food with HelloFresh. They're America's number one meal kit that deliver farm-fresh, pre-portioned vegetables and seasoned recipes straight to your door. So you can go ahead and skip that boring trip to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh for easy, fun, and affordable cooking. They're America's number one meal kit that deliver farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasoned recipes straight to your door. If you're counting calories, HelloFresh Calorie Smart Meals are perfect for you. If you're looking to up your protein intake, try their Protein Smart Lunch and Dinner Portions. HelloFresh even offers fast and fresh recipes for meals that can be made in just 15 minutes or less. Choose from 40 recipes every single week. With HelloFresh, there's always something new to love. All you got to do is go to HelloFresh.com/PatDown50 and use code PatDown50 for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/PatDown50 and use my promo code PatDown50 to get 50% off and free shipping. Try HelloFresh today, America's number one meal kit. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Whether you're dealing with a difficult decision in your career, relationship, or any other area of your life, we all know making a big choice can overwhelm you. You don't have to do it alone. Talking with a therapist can help you move forward with confidence. That's why I'm here to tell you about BetterHelp Online Therapy. Helps you find what you want out of life so you can make the rims and be in charge of your future. To get matched with a therapist, just fill out their online questionnaire. BetterHelp is totally online, so you can meet wherever, whenever is convenient for you. You don't have to feel so overwhelmed all the time. Talk with a licensed therapist to get clarity about the past and hope for what to come. Let therapy be your map. With BetterHelp, visit BetterHelp.com/patdown today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/patdown. BetterHelp.com/patdown. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Give online therapy a try at www.betterhelp.com/patdown and get on your way to being your best self.
Okay, what you say now?
Did you see y'all getting a two-story Chick-fil-A in Atlanta?
Nigga, no.
Yeah, let me pull it up. It's nice.
What's a straw? What are you telling her? Come on, go have a seat.
Like, drive through, it's a four-lane drive through, it looks like.
Yeah, I really love that.
Where?
Regular ass chicken.
Where?
Let's see.
They got macaroni cheese and everything down here.
Cheese is so good. It doesn't say where they're going to put it.
It just said Metro Atlanta up at the top.
Yeah, I guess they closed the first one down in the mall because people don't eat at the mall anymore.
No, it's not that. It's green, bro. It's niggas. They probably was stealing the chicken. I don't know. That was horrible.
Ain't nothing left in malls but victims. You can go get shot at the mall if you want to.
That's pretty much true. That's pretty much
true. Last time you guys went to the mall and bought something.
To be honest with you, I do everything online.
Yeah. I think it's been 5 years, maybe.
I like to go into side stores.
I went to the mall probably 4 or 5 years ago to pick up a phone for Russell Peters.
Pick up a what?
He had bought a new phone, and the closest iPhone store was in Indy. And he was in St. Louis, and I shipped it to him. This was like 4 or 5 years ago.
I guess I did go to the mall yesterday, but it was outside the mall. It was to get my brand new Brooks. Nice pair of new shoes. I'll show them to you tomorrow, Miss Pat. You compliment me.
These Brooks were made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. They go and buy some bowling shoes.
Fuck you.
He got the 17 splits on sale.
Oh, shit.
Look at the back of
you rocking the spare tins.
Pop up.
I got the new spare tins, y'all.
Chris, I need you to stop buying New Balance. I mean, buy that shit. Buy New Balance.
I used to, but Brooks has wide. I have wide feet.
You a daddy now, Chris. You got to rock the New Balances. You a white dad. Get your shit together.
I used to wear the Nike Air Monarchs.
Why your baby always look at me? He don't look like he likes you.
He does look like a little shit. He's always concerned or grumpy. Check out my Instagram. You can see the pictures. He constantly has that
face. I don't think he likes you.
He tolerates me. He will let me hold him for 10 minutes and then he wants to go back to Reagan.
Well, probably need to shave your beard. You scaring him.
That could be. He likes to put his mouth on it and feel it because he can't figure out what it is. It's very cute. But yeah, he pretty much can't be away from her for more than 10 minutes without throwing a fit. So the other day he was throwing a fit. He was just sitting in the bed. And so I picked him up and he was like, he went, like he does when Reagan picks us up. He opens his eyes and he goes, "You." Started throwing a fit because it was me that picked him up and not her. He's just, it's funny. He's such a little grump.
You know, he can't see color.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
He ain't got no color, so all he sees is your hair on your face.
Isn't that the way Martin Luther King wanted it? Okay.
I had a dream, Spangles baby will grow up to hate his guts.
That's about right.
He's a very good baby, though. He really just sleeps, and he's, you know, pretty chill through the day. We don't have a colicky baby. He'd probably sleep through the night if Reagan would let him. So,
what?
So yeah. You know, it's this kind of like the boring stage where they don't do much. No personality.
What the fuck?
What happened?
Y'all don't watch Tubi.
Not on purpose.
Do I watch what?
Tubi.
No, I don't.
Tubi. Oh my God. It's some of the worst and some of the good movies. It is the fucking worst. You had this man in there watching his whole ass just now.
Was it just an ass on the screen or what?
Don't ask me.
Did y'all see that? Go ahead, Pat. I said, did y'all see that video in the Pat Down where the Korean lady fed her parents soul food for the first time?
Oh.
That shit was so cute.
We should do that to all Korean people before we buy, we shop at their stores so they'll trust us more. That's a good idea.
I don't shop at Korean stores. I don't give a fuck if they trust us or not.
You don't go to beauty supply stores?
No, I don't buy weed.
Well, We should do all of them like that. Feed them, and so they can trust us. Because I've never eaten their food and felt like that.
Felt like what? Happy?
Yeah.
Distrustful.
You don't like Korean food? You never had Korean barbecue?
I don't like it. I don't eat Chinese food. I don't eat Korean food. Ever since I saw that man on Facebook who picked up that deer. Oh, and that lady called the fucking health department on there, and they walked in there. He was chopping that motherfucking deer up, and he tried to say it was for them. I was like, nigga, no.
What's wrong with venison?
That wasn't no motherfucking venison when he done been out there 2 days. It ain't no venison when the tractor trailer took his head off.
Oh, no. It was roadkill. Gross.
It was roast deer. There ain't no motherfucking venison right there. That was a victim they was about to eat.
We've got a Korean neighbor. She's Miss Kim. She's probably mid-70s. And she found out that we had the baby, so she brought us some food. And she didn't explain what it was, but it was like wrapped in rice something so you could kind of see through. She's like, just microwave it. It'll be fine. It's like, okay. It ended up being very tasty, but yeah, she always brings us like this stuff that you don't know what it is. You can't read the label. You're not sure if you're going to like it, but it always ends up being pretty good. It's like just trust. And then she had never had a real tomato, so I grow tomatoes in the backyard. She's like, "This is the best." She grew up in Seoul, so she had never had like an actual real tomato in her life. So, I planted her a garden this year. She's got like tomatoes.
That lady had a motherfucking real tomato. She's been over here How many years, nigga? We
not, got, no, if you go buy a tomato at the grocery store, it doesn't taste anything like a homegrown garden.
I'm thinking a bitch ain't never had a tomato. I'm like, she ain't never had Burger King.
She's had a tomato, but she's like, I've never had a tomato.
She ain't had no homegrown white boy Chris tomato. Say that shit. Because I'm like, how the fuck she not had a goddamn tomato? The fuck is going on here?
Those tomatoes at the grocery store are gross.
Koreans don't like ketchup.
Yeah, she's...
I'm getting ready to do milk garden. Well, my husband's going to do one once we move in.
What you plan?
We're going to make us a garden. I would love to plant tomatoes because I love to eat them. Okra. I love fucking okra. I want to plant me a couple of watermelons.
Yeah.
They good like when, water, when they in season. These motherfuckers. Yeah, I want some watermelons.
I grow
melons.
I grew watermelons last year. They're really fucking hard to grow.
What did you say?
Watermelons.
Okay. There must be a lag or something.
Watermelons?
Watermelons is what
watermelons. What you call them? Watermelon, right? Watermelon. Right.
Good catch, Dion. Watermelon?
Watermelon. What you call it?
Watermelon.
Watermelons.
I'm saying like
No, you're saying water minnows or whatever. Water metals.
Fuck y'all. Watermelon is where I come from.
They take
first,
they
second, take and third place
over you. And the problem is squirrels eat them. So like I grew 3 watermelon plants last year and I didn't get a single watermelon because they ate all the squirrels are eating all my strawberries this year too. Deer are going to come and obliterate your garden, but you should grow, well, you don't cook, but you should grow herbs for the people in your house that cook.
No, I'm going to have a fence around mine.
That's a good idea.
It's gonna shock the shit out of them.
Those dumb dogs are going to run right into it. I know.
Nah, because they're going to have on a collar to keep them away from it. These dogs are, ugh. And now both of the brothers are in heat, so they're trying to fuck their sister. So
male dogs don't go in heat.
You guys see about that manatee that died because he fucked his brother to death?
Who?
What?
I swear to God.
What happened?
This manatee, he's a 38-year-old manatee, died because he fucked his brother to death.
What's a manatee?
So it's like that, like the big sea cow looking thing. So they're like real big and gray, like that.
The dog?
They're not dogs. They're like big.
You talking about that thing right there?
Right there. Mm-hmm. That's a manatee. And he had high intensity sex with his brother. And his brother ripped his anus 14 inches wide and then centimeters wide. And then it killed him. The months-long heightened sexual activity between two brothers, the only manatees in the aquarium, was the first time the pair had been observed initiating and mutually seeking interactions from each other. Well, that's the problem right there. That the girl's trying to kiss him. He gets all horny and then he goes and fucks his brother.
I didn't think we'd ever cover sea cow rape on this podcast.
Get in my motherfucking house. Shut my goddamn door. You mean to tell me that the aquarium have an LGBT TV community too?
Yeah.
LGBT manatee community.
They got him them days in her too?
I guess, like...
So why didn't they stop the two brothers from fucking? And why didn't they get him no girl manatee?
That's kind of what I was thinking. If it was going on for months, you didn't, like...
Nigga, is you hopping in the water to stop one manatee from fucking another? I don't
think
so.
That's a good point. You ever try to get him a dog?
So how do they know... So now they got just one manatee.
Yeah.
The big dick manatee is alive.
Yes.
The look on your face is so disgusting.
And they move slow too. It would be like Nikea having sex with himself.
So you could stop these two motherfucking manatees from fucking and go get a girl manatee so you can have more manatees.
I mean, I don't know that there's manatees at Petco. So it's probably hard to get a manatee because I think they're almost extinct.
They're endangered. Yeah. Yeah.
You they're just endangered because of the anal rape. They quit going so after the funnel. I don't know where they got them from.
Where was it? Where did this take place? Did it say?
Somewhere where motherfucker like to see two brother fuck each other there.
It was Florida.
Moat. Told you. I told you.
Well, that's where manatees live, is Florida. It's the only place they're found.
Hugh. Hugh the manatee. Rest in peace.
I think they have some in the Gulf, though. They might have some in the Gulf.
Oh, that old thing,
but mostly in Florida.
They'd be sitting on the side of the ocean chilling and shit.
What?
No. They look like seals to me.
Did you see the guy who spent $14,000 to turn himself into a border collie?
Oh my God, that nigga.
I almost called the police.
I saw that dumbass order for fault.
Like, $14,000 costume, and then he goes out to see other dogs for the first time, goes on a little walkie.
It's fucking ridiculous. $14,000.
That's it. Let me get ready. I got to go do the radio in the morning, a whole bunch of other shit. Make sure y'all, I'm going to be down for 2 weeks because I'm shooting something. After that, I will be where? Where am I going to be at, Chris?
Pulling it up right now. You are going to be.
But before I say that, make sure you go and thank y'all so much for giving to the Patreon. That's how I pay Chris and Dion. Make sure y'all go and get your $5 tickets for the pat down, for your opportunity for to get back, paid back and come to the party for free and everything. So make sure you go to MissPatComedy.com. Click on the link, and get your tickets for the giveaway. They're only $5. Come on, y'all. Come on, let's make each other happy. Make sure you get your tickets for the party because it's not that many left. And I will be down for 2 weeks, August 18th through the 19th. I will be at the Blue Room Comedy Club. August 25th through the 26th, I will be in Milwaukee at Milwaukee Improv. September 1 and 3, Stand Up Live Phoenix. Oh, that's my favorite place. It's hot as fuck, too. And then after that, my theater tour will start. Your girl done made it. First stop will be Louisville, Kentucky. Almost sold out. What is this? Clues Memorial Hall?
Mm-hmm.
September the 9th, almost sold out. California is after that. I will say Atlanta is sold out. I have three. I'm sorry, I can't say all of them. Take that out. I have three venues that's already sold out, y'all. So y'all make sure you get your tickets so your girl done made it to them. MissPatComedy.com. All you need to know. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.